When I do something totally unacceptable, God still loves me. When you do something that is totally against God, he still loves you. That doesn't mean, of course, that he approves of that action. That's a different matter altogether. But his love is never stopped. Humanly speaking, that's impossible. But with God, anything is possible. It's quite extraordinary. And in a way, I think we would struggle to believe that God was that accepting if it wasn't that we'd each experienced something of God's saving power. The healing that we've each experienced as we've accepted Jesus as our Savior and recognized that his death on the cross has paid the price. So that's our example. We know we can't achieve it, but as with every failure in our Christian lives, the answer is pretty much the same. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses from Romans 7, the end of Romans 7 and the beginning of Romans 8. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So we're bound to fail to a degree in our quest to be absolutely accepting of everybody. But under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we can actually do astonishing well. And I think actually we are doing well. Certainly better than we've done in the past. We are managing to accept one another, to befriend each other across the barriers that exist. We're able to delight in one another and find ways to accept those that maybe sometimes we find a bit hard to. Because we know that by doing that, by giving that level of acceptance, we are fulfilling the call of Christ on our lives. I think I've experienced this in different ways and in surprising places over these last few years. I hope we all do, at least to some extent. So let's encourage one another. Let's encourage one another in every way to live lives that are accepting. Let's make every effort not to take offense from each other. Let's assume that we all are actually doing our best to live in harmony together. And let's rejoice in our diversity, because we are really quite a mixed bag, aren't we? And that's absolutely lovely, you know? It's absolutely terrific that we are that great mixture. It's like some terrific recipe, you know, where lots of different flavors have all been mixed in together. And it's created West Kirby URC. I think there's something really tasty about us. We're absolutely a wonderful mix of people, a variety of age, experience, background, and theology. It's great. And this is actually a great strength, I feel. It's something to be celebrated. Because we can be kind of all things to all people. Paul attempted to do that, and he mentions it in 1 Corinthians 9:22. He wanted to be all things to all people so that he could reach them. And we're sort of like that, but across the whole breadth of our congregation. Sometimes we don't fully recognize that variety because we're quite careful to be, you know, not in anybody's face and not, you know, sort of be too outspoken to one another. And that's good, you know. It's good not to push our particular views too hard, but it's good that we know. It's good that we know what we each believe, so that we can actually use that variety as we reach out to people within our community. We need to just celebrate this range of theology, this range of thinking, this range of being Christians together that we enjoy in this place. So we're kind of accepting one another, but it's actually a joy to do so. Sometimes that joy comes a little easier than others, but hey, let's go for it. So in conclusion, I'd like to read Romans, another bit of Romans 14, just towards the end. Starts at verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yay, great. And then on to verse 19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it's wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. I think you can put that into all sorts of different contexts, can't you? We've got to be careful, though, not to lead someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. That is just such an important part of this acceptance malarkey, isn't it? It is just so vital. So terrible if we cause one of our brothers or sisters to fall. Let's make every effort. So let's seek to be a church which is accepting. And then, having practiced with each other and accepting one another, let's make sure we accept everybody who walks through our doors, who we have contact with in all sorts of different ways. Make sure that every one of us puts speaking to strangers before speaking to our friends. You know, when we go through to tea and coffee, let's be sure that that acceptance spreads beyond just our fellowship, but to the strangers in our midst. Let's pay particular attention to those who may feel that church would reject them. Because there's quite a lot of people in society that do feel that way. That church is not for them. They're not good enough. They're not the right sort of person. And we need to make special effort when we're extending a hand of acceptance to them. Let's be ambassadors of Christ in this fallen world, both to one another and to all whom we live with and meet. Let's pray together, and maybe the band would return. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would help us in our quest to be accepting of one another. Lord, we know that only under your empowering can this work. Because we are weak, we cannot do these things on our own. But with the power of your Holy Spirit within us, your Spirit infecting all of our lives together, we can live in the way that you call us to. Make us a church that takes personal responsibility for accepting one another, and to accept all other people who need your salvation, be they old or young, be they disabled or single or married or homosexual or tired or angry or a refugee, be they bereaved, hopeless or homeless, poverty-stricken. And may we accept those whose lives are full of blessing also, Lord. Accepting to all as they are, just as you do, Lord God. We know that this is completely beyond us. So come, we pray, with your enabling power, to inspire us to works of greater love and fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.